What I see is that sometimes people will look at the gap between they want to get and where they are, and they will decide they have to go back to school.
That
You know,
is
it's just
so
like a really
common.
common
Yes,
pattern.
you are right on 100%.
And I'm like, okay. Slow down for a second. Like, I want to understand a little bit more because, as we know, school is very different than work experience. And for you to go off and say, I'm going to go study this thing, like, is that really going to help you with anything that's work applicable down the road? Separately from that, you will pay money for that. And while there are free to cheaper to tuition reduced programs out there, make sure that's really the investment that you need. And what I tend to find is people just have decided they need to get more technical to bridge that gap. I should use words. I'm waving my hands around, which is going to help nobody. And I, time and time again, do not agree. I do not look at where they are and where they need to get to. Even if they want to go down people management role in a technical group and think learning to code is going to help with that gap. What I see is, you know, how are you dealing with conflict? How do you tell people that you don't think what's going on is the right direction? How do you strategize? It's just very often not technical, and you're not going to learn it in school. It's going to be something that you practice and you learn by doing, and you throw yourself out there and you fail sometimes. And I think sometimes why people go to school is that they think it will help guard against that. It seems like a good way to prove themselves, but I don't think it necessarily does that. Now, if you love school, by all means, go for it. Like, some people just thrive and love that environment. If you specifically want to switch careers and go from, say, being a customer support agent to being a data scientist, yeah, maybe. Okay, I buy it. But mostly, I think that you need to throw yourself out there, volunteer, meet people, network, get some experience doing things, and grow from it.
Alana, that's a brilliant answer. Honestly, it is a brilliant answer, because I'll tell you this, society hasn't trained people to want to hear that answer. Everyone that is kind of lost in their career, it's like, oh, go back to school. Big applause for you. You're going to do it. We're going to all that debt and it's going to be great. Yeah. But you know, the show is all about kind of calling out the BS, and that happens way too often. And I love that your perspective on that, especially, you know, the solutions that you provided. Get out there more, network more. Why don't we hear about that? School is always, oh, go take out another loan for this more education. Don't get experience. Just get that piece of paper that is going to cost you tons of money. I just love your answer.
Yeah. Also.
Yeah. I mean, I will add just a little corollary to it. There are places where I think school is helpful, especially if you're moving back to more traditional industries. If you're moving back to like manufacturing, for instance, or commercial goods, you want to get a job at Procter & Gamble, you want to be in management. Sometimes they really do look for that MBA. So I'm not going to say it's not a good idea at all, but be really aware and make sure it is required for your goal. Because otherwise, I would look for things where you can keep making money and you can have more fun learning by doing while you're doing it.
What's up, listeners? Thank you for listening to this clip from the Free Retiree Show. To get the full show, search for us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts. And to get show updates and information regarding upcoming guest interviews and upcoming shows, like and join us on facebook.com/thefreeretiree.